This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Wendy Mater. The University of Missouri is considering requests from student groups to begin offering co-ed on-campus living. MU Director of Residential Life Frankie Miner says the university does not have enough space for students and that needs resolving before adopting gender-neutral housing. Miner says he hopes to develop a solution by next fall and is seeking advice from other universities. Also, international student population is on the rise in universities throughout the U.S. Most of the growth is seen in public land-grant Midwest universities. As KBIA's Andy Lowenstein reports, this trend also exists at MU.
New figures released today from the Institute of International Education show international enrollment at U.S. colleges and universities increased by 6% last year. The report shows the increased number of Chinese students, a 23% hike, could be driving up the numbers. MU currently has 2,490 international students enrolled, a 13% growth from last fall. Director of International Student and Scholar Services, David Curry, says nearly half of those students are from China.
The Chinese families see the value of a U.S. degree, and they're at a point in their economy where they have the wherewithal to send their children to study here.
International students make up nearly 6% of total student enrollment at MU. Based on Global Mizzou records, the international student population has been steadily increasing over the last 10 years. Andy Lowenstein, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri took part in the National Roll Call Project, holding a moment of silence to honor American service men and women this afternoon. KBIA's Meredith Albert has the story.
The moment of silence included in the ceremony occurred simultaneously at other colleges and universities across the nation.
Private first class, Matthew J. England.
140 names were read, the names of Missouri service members who have died since September 11, 2001. Trista Corbin is the president of the MU Student Veterans Organization. She played a role in organizing the event and read several names throughout the ceremony.
The individuals that are reading the names are all veterans here at the University of Missouri. We are all actually combat veterans. We've all been overseas, and we've all lost people that we know.
This is the second year the ceremony has been held at MU. Meredith Albert, KBIA News.
A water main break in Centralia closed schools and some restaurants today. The water service was restored, but department crews have been working on repairs since yesterday. According to Centralia Police Chief Larry Dudgeon, the city administrator put the city under a boil order until Tuesday night at midnight.
We're a small community. Most folks understand, and we're cooperative with us.
The reason for the water main break is unknown, but since the service is back in order now, Dudgeon says the city is not going to investigate further. On this Veterans Day, One Veteran's World became a lot more accessible. KBIA's Jack Washer reports.
Two gunshots to the chest paralyzed Corporal Tyler Huffman while serving in Afghanistan in 2010. Today, the Gary Sinise Foundation, the Tunnels to Tower Foundation, and the Jefferson City community gave Huffman and his family a brand new smart home that will allow him to move freely throughout the house. The state-of-the-art smart home allows Tyler easier access and the ability to control anything from anywhere in the house. All he needs is an iPhone, iPad, or TV. Huffman says he and his family are very privileged to be part of this and feel comfortable in the house.
You couldn't ask for a better house. I mean, you can't build a better one. This is everything we wanted. The way this house is built.
Huffman says it's back to square one now to living a normal life in his new home with his wife Melissa and his three-year-old son Matthew. Jack Washer, KBIA News.
Former Columbia Police Chief Paul Shavins died yesterday. A press release states Chief Shavins was hired to Columbia Police Force in 1950 and was promoted to chief in 1954. He served for 21 years, making him the longest-serving police chief in the city of Columbia. After retiring in 1975, he continued involvement in the Columbia Police Department and spoke just 2 months ago at a retiree's reception. Shavins was 88 years old. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mater.